Hi, welcome back to The Significant Order. We've been away for a few weeks and coincidentally, we're back just as we're counting down through the last days of summer. As previously, this podcast is about the lighthearted sides of relationships. In the coming weeks, I'll be having conversations with a variety of people on the relationship spectrum and hearing their stories. On this episode, we spoke to Mary.
Hello.
Mary shared with me her experiences on dating.
Yes, I've tried a lot of dating apps, which is probably the problem. Some very interesting experiences from people who lie about different things. So one time I went on a date with a guy and he got to the restaurant before me, so he was sat down and I sat next to him. First of all, I was annoyed that he didn't get up to say hi to me, but I let it go. And we had a nice date. We were just talking, having conversation, just getting to know each other. And then it was summer, so it was nice weather, so we decided to go outside for a drink. And I got up, and then he got up after me, and he was shorter than me. Right, I'm 5'3", so it's not very... You know, a lot of guys are taller than me, so I was very shocked, and I had to friend zone him after that. Yes, because I'm already short anyway. I have to think of my kids. That's what I tell myself anyway.
One of my biggest curiosity after hearing from Mary is to find out what other non-negotiable she has on her list.
But I like somebody who's driven, like that's really important for me. Like they don't have to be like rich, but like somebody who's driven is really important to me. And then I think we just need to vibe and connect. And I think things need to be easy. I don't want to be working really hard to make something work. So that's kind of the non-negotiables for me or what I'm looking for.
What could possibly be the reason why matching with people on dating apps seems not to make everyone find true love?
I think why it's not working is that people have too much choice and therefore people don't feel like they have to commit. So people are always looking for the next thing or what could there must be something that's better out there for me. So rather than taking the time to know one person and, you know, getting to know the good things and the bad things about them, people are just too quick to move on. And I think that's kind of why people are not finding love as much these days, which is sad.
Dating, as glamorous and exciting as it could sometimes be, is also a fact-finding and data processing venture. She shared with me what she likes to know when connecting with people.
I would want to know like the relationships they have, like more about their family, how close they are with like their parents and their siblings, more about the friendships that they have as well, because I feel like people who have good long-term friendships as a whole also make good partners, because it shows that, you know, they're willing to go through tough times with people and support them through those tough times. Whereas, you know, if you have friends here and there and you don't have a tight circle, maybe that tells me something about you and how you commit to relationships as well. So I think those are important and I would want to know more about that.
I wanted to know from her experience what advice she would give to her younger self.
I think it would be don't put too much pressure on, I think as girls as well, we always have these goals of, you know, I want to be married by this age, I want to have kids by this age. I think I would just tell myself to relax a little bit and, you know, if it happens at that age, amazing. If it doesn't, you know, you still have loads of other great things that you should be enjoying rather than just kind of concentrating on looking for the right person for you.
I was curious to know if Mary had done anything crazy in a past relationship, probably something that she would regret now.
Oh, I've never done anything crazy. I can't think of anything. I think I'm quite calm. Yeah. Well, I can't think of anything right now anyway.
Alright, cool. Well, thanks for being on the Significant Order, and good luck on your dating life.
Thank you.
That's all for this week's episode of A Significant Order. We will be having more conversations coming your way from next week. Bye.